Small Business Relief here at Classic 1027 is now brought to you by the NSBC, assisting small businesses through coronavirus-related economic disruptions. And yes, there have been plenty of them. Mike Anderson is the CEO and founder of the NSBC. Mike, good morning to you. Obviously, finance is the key thing. It's top of mind for small business owners and their staff right now. Have you got any key tips so that people can try to achieve whatever piece of financial peace of mind there is?
Yes. Mikey, thank you very much, and always good to talk to you, and very grateful for the opportunity. Mike, this is a big one, and if you look at the big areas here, you know, poor sales equals poor cash flow, and poor cash flow means you can't pay your expenses, variable expenses and fixed costs. And so this is the time when we really have to look deep, dig deep into this, and create a new habit, so it can last long after the crisis. Mm. And some of the key things that, of course, the staff in the business or the business owner can do is really look at their key areas. And of course, we do know that the big financial houses and the banks are offering a freeze on credit, a 3 month freeze on credit. So he has a time to, of course, take an opportunity to approach your bank. If people need assistance on that, they can email us and we will help them to really freeze your bond, possibly freeze your car loan, freeze your credit cards, and that can give you some form of relief from that perspective. And then we do know that, so that's an important thing to do.
Yeah.
Create that habit and really reduce those expenses by freezing your normal credit expenses.
Would you say first thing to do is look closely at your accounts over the last few months, see where the money's been going and where you could save it, and then look at, as you say, bonds, vehicle loans, personal loans, credit cards? Where might the financial institutions be able to help you so that you've got a clear list to take to them when you go in to see them?
100%, Mike. You know, you take our bank statement of the last 3 months, look at all those line expenses, start removing all those that are not an absolute priority. Sometimes it's difficult to challenge the fixed costs, but the banks are standing up and they're helping out in that area. But remove all those variable costs that we don't need. And that can help a great deal when it comes to the end of the month.
And that would apply, obviously, to rentals, either of business premises or apartments or homes or anything like that.
Yes, you know, Mike, if you think about this, let's say we've got many workers and business owners who are renting an apartment or a house. Now, they can approach the landlord, and in turn, you know what's amazing here, Mike, is everybody's trying to help each other. And the atmosphere of giving and helping is coming out really big time. Mm. And so let's say you approach your landlord, you're struggling to pay your rent, you've been laid off, or for the moment you've had a reduction in salary, then the landlord can approach their funders to have a bond freeze for 3 months, and then the landlord can pass that on to the tenant. And these are the kind of things that we see happening, Mike. Mm. And of course, what we can also do now, and I mean, a lot of very successful people do this all the time. You know, every quarter, now we can do it every day. Look around the garage, look around the storeroom, look in your office. What are all these idle assets that we're not using for months and for years? Let's liquidate them and turn them into cash and use them for other key areas. Mm. And the other big thing is, Mike, is that, you know, Warren Buffett says, he always says this, and don't buy the things that you don't need, because soon you'll be selling the things that you need. So let's be frugal. Let's not spend money on unnecessary things now, because we don't know what's coming up. And I know in our last discussion, Mike, I mentioned that, you know, more than a million workers in a small business or a business that won't get their paycheck at the end of April. So we've got to kind of listen and learn and adapt and kind of like not be scared and take unnecessary actions, but really look deep and hard and trying to change the way our experiences are.
Do some in-depth analysis and some deep thinking. You've got a webinar coming up on Wednesday. Tell us about it.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. You know, last week we had, of course, Mark Heating, award phenomenon, and now we've got Gavin Sharples. And getting results, key lessons and strategies about success and happiness. You know, Gavin is a top international platform speaker and obviously one of the business motivational keynote speakers in South Africa. So he's donated his time, here again, a man of giving, you know, to helping others. So your listeners can go to The Biz Show with a Z, thebizshow.africa, and go there and register for the webinar. It's going to be absolutely awesome, Mike.
Thank you, Mike Anderson, indeed, founder and CEO of the NSBC. Small Business Relief here on Classic FM was brought to you by the NSBC, helping small businesses to stay in business.